Michael Jackson, Disneyland oder die Tea Party Bewegung. Das sind durchaus Themen, von denen man denkt, habe ich doch schon häufiger mal gehört. John Jeremiah Sullivan, 37 Jahre alt aus Kentucky, schreibt nun über genau solche eher abgegriffenen Sachen und Themen. Seine Reportagen sind im Harper's oder im New York Times Magazine zu lesen. Voriges Jahr sind einige gesammelte Werke in den USA auch als Buch erschienen. Seitdem hat Sullivan den Ruf weg, einer der besten amerikanischen Autoren der Gegenwart zu sein. Gerade ist die deutsche Übersetzung erschienen von diesem Sammelband Pulphead vom Ende Amerikas, heißt das Buch. Und damit ist John Jeremiah Sullivan nun unterwegs in Deutschland. Simone Schlosser hat ihn für uns getroffen.
Does it feel weird now to be on a promotion tour and watching journalists do the work you usually do?
It does feel a little weird, but mostly it feels good. It sounds like a cliche, but it's really an honor to go to another country and have people respond to your work. I take it as a great confirmation, actually, you know, as a writer, that what you're doing is not totally without purpose.
Can you describe a little bit the workflow from when you receive a topic until an essay is published?
It'll usually emerge just in a course of conversations with my editors. You know, my editors are all old friends by this point. I've been doing it long enough that I work with people I really trust, and we know each other's family, so we're always talking about ideas. You'll agree about something that it's good to move forward on. Then I just start going at it. I'm reading books about it. I'm making phone calls and doing interviews. I'm keeping a notebook full of, you know, observations on the subject and traveling to do reporting. And then at the end, you have this mass of material. Somewhere in there, in that mass of facts and sentences, somewhere in there are the details you're going to need to make the story work.
It's always written from your perspective. Is it that you need this emotion when you receive a topic, you need to love it or hate it? Or could you also write about a topic which you're totally neutral about?
I'm sure I could write about a topic I was neutral about, and I have over the years, because, you know, I need to make money like anyone. So when an editor asks me to do a story, I've occasionally said yes, even when it didn't really excite me. But those have been my worst pieces. You know, I think you do your best work when you're writing about a subject that taps into something deep in you.
If you were a journalist, you would have to be, like, totally neutral towards...
That's a good point. If I were a more conventional kind of journalist, I would probably get fired because I seem incapable of just being neutral. At the same time, I mean, is any journalism really neutral in the way we're talking about? It's always reflecting a point of view. And one of the things I like about this kind of magazine writing is that you just get to be straight up about that at the beginning.
Well, your essays not only reflect your opinion, but they also reveal a lot about yourself. When you see them published, or when you read them now out in front of an audience, how do you feel about the narrator? Well, do you still think that's you, or do you look at it like some kind of arty character?
No, I don't feel like it's me on two different levels. I mean, on the first level, I never did think it was me. You know, I mean, the I in those stories, the first person in those stories, was always an artifice, was always a literary device. You're creating a little character, which is the narrator, and moving him around on the page. And he's both you and not you. And then there's this second level on which it doesn't seem like me, which is that so many of these stories were written a long time ago. Not a long time ago, but a decade ago in some cases. And I don't really recognize the person who wrote them anymore.
How does your family feel about appearing in your stories? You also have the story about your brother who almost died, or then this trip to Disneyland where you walk around with your friend who's just looking for spaces where you can smoke pot without getting caught. So, I mean, did you ask him before you published the essay whether he was all right with that, or do you just think it's your decision as a writer?
I always ask. They always know it's happening. Even if I were to try to get away with something, the people I'm writing about would get a call from the fact-checking department of the magazine and know that they were in the story. Mostly, it's been a positive experience. I think, you know, people are excited to see themselves portrayed, but there have been some uncomfortable moments, definitely. And I feel lately like I want to do it less and less. My feeling now is I can use myself as much as I want, but with other people, I'm backing off a little bit.
The German book has the subtitle About the End of America. Do you think that's appropriate?
Yes and no. I like it as a subtitle, but not if it's taken too literally. In English, if we would say the ends of America, that would have a pun implied, because you'd be talking about the remotest parts of America, the provinces, you know, and obviously in these pieces I was going to some fairly remote places to do the reporting, so I wanted that suggestion to be in there. But there is also a feeling of something ending in America, not America itself. We're obviously still a very powerful country. I do feel there is a certain feeling of triumphalism that is ending. That has partly to do with economics, with China, and with our own difficulties at home, but also partly to do with just the lack of direction in the country and the lack of agreement over what the purpose of this whole political experiment is.
Would you say that it has something to do with Barack Obama? Or?
No, not really. To me, Barack Obama is one of the more hopeful things of recent years. I hope we get the chance to see a second term from him and to find out what kind of president he really wants to be. And he's had a lot of handcuffs on him because he's up against so much Republican opposition. And I think he underestimated the hostility of that opposition, as anyone would, because it's shocked us all as a country to see it.
Is this the story you would have liked to write about Obama? Or?
I would love to write about Obama, but I'll have to wait for some kind of... What would you say? You know, there's this word defamiliarization. It means to take something and make it suddenly unfamiliar. I have this kind of Obama in my head, just like everyone else does, who's just primarily a media creation. So if I were going to write about him, I would be looking for some angle that would allow me to make him strange, to make the reader feel that they didn't actually know his story or the meaning of his presidency quite as well as they did. I haven't found that. But it's a story I'd love to try to tell, you know.
Ja, vielleicht kommt ja noch die Geschichte über Obama. Die Lesereise von Sullivan, die ist schon wieder zu Ende hier in Deutschland. Gestern gab es die letzte Lesung in Berlin. Simone Schlosser hat mit John Jeremiah Sullivan gesprochen.